Is capital punishment biblical? In Genesis 9:6, God speaking to Noah says, "Whoever sheds man's blood, his blood will be shed by man, for God made man in his own image." The punishment for murder was death, because you have murdered man who is in the image of God. Under the law of Moses, the death penalty is invoked many times, but as Christians not living in biblical Israel, we are not under the law of Moses. In the New Testament, God reveals his will for the government's take on capital punishment. Romans 13:1-4 says, "Let every soul be in subjection to the higher authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and those who exist are ordained by God. Therefore he who resists authority withstands the ordinance of God, and those who withstand will receive to themselves judgment. For rulers are not a terror to good work, but to evil. Do you desire to have no fear of authority? Do that which is good, and you will have praise from the same, for he is a servant of God to you for good. But if you do that which is evil, be afraid, for he doesn't bear the sword in vain, for he is a servant of God, an avenger for wrath to him who does evil." The word sword here refers to capital punishment. Paul says that the government is put in place by God to exact justice on earth, and that the government has been given the authority by God to carry out the death penalty. There are plenty of arguments against the death penalty in America, and that is fine. But some of the arguments I've heard repeated most are, "Only God should be able to take a life," or, "Who are we to play God?" and, "Would Jesus support the death penalty?" Romans makes it clear that God has given governing bodies the authority to execute capital punishment, and Jesus would have supported it judicially.